In 1996, Selena Mace, a 12-year-old girl from Willingboro, New Jersey, vanished under mysterious circumstances. She was 9 months pregnant at the time of her disappearance. She was born into a troubled family. Selena faced instability due to her parents' tumultuous relationship and struggles with substance abuse. After her mother's death, Selena lived with her father, C.J. Mays, and her aunt, Sarita Smith, who ran a controversial Gospel of Christ Ministries church. The household imposed strict rules and homeschooling, emphasizing religious teachings. The identity of Selena's baby's father remained unknown. On the night of December 15, 1996, Selena said goodbye to her family and went to bed, but the next morning she was gone. Her bed was arranged to deceive anyone searching for her, and her belongings were left behind. Despite extensive investigations, Selena's disappearance remains a haunting mystery that still puzzles the community today. Welcome back to Weeknight Mysteries. My name is Juras, and as every week, I'm joined by my co-host, Rain. How are you doing this week?
I'm feeling completely okay. How are you this week?
Same here, feeling pretty well. Today, we're going to be discussing a very strange case from 1996. We have Selena Mays, a 12-year-old girl from Willingboro, New Jersey, who vanished in 1996. She was 9 months pregnant at the time of her disappearance. That's probably the biggest critical factor in this case, I would say. We have a 12-year-old girl who was also 9 months pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I'm not gonna lie.
The circumstances surrounding her disappearance remain a mystery till this day. Before we recorded, we actually watched a recent documentary from the John Walsh In Pursuit TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically a case that has been cold for a long time, but the investigators at the Willingboro community are still looking for answers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. Just want to tell everyone that if we sound calm right now, the initial shock of this case has already passed. We watched the documentary and we had a pretty terrible reaction to it. Not terrible, like heavy reaction. Because being pregnant when you're a 12-year-old is just completely unacceptable. Like, what do you think?
I think it's unacceptable, and I think
pretty shocking.
It's a shocking case. And also I'd like to mention that this pregnancy is mainly, I feel like, the biggest factor behind Selena's disappearance.
Mm-hmm. And it was also mentioned at the documentary that she was pregnant before she was 12, no?
Exactly. Yeah. She
before her 12th birthday.
Yes, because right before her disappearance, she was already 9 months pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
She was 2 weeks from the due date. And she got pregnant at 11. I would like to start kind of talking about her background.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we can immediately jump into the background. Selena Mays was born in Florida in 1984 to C.J. Mays and Lynn Vitale, both of whom later moved to Palmyra. Palmyra is a small borough in Burlington County in the state of New Jersey. So she was born in Florida and then later moved with her parents to New Jersey. Selena had a biracial background. Her mother, Lynn Vitale, was a Caucasian woman, and her father, C.J. Mays, was an African-American himself. She had brown eyes, long wavy black hair. She stood at 5 feet tall and weighed approximately 120 pounds. We can see her family picture right here. This is the only family picture that I was able to find where you see C.J. Mays and Lynn Vitale in the same picture.
Mm-hmm.
Parents CJ Mays and Lynn Vitale had a tumultuous relationship, and some instances of domestic violence may have occurred between them. CJ, who was a musician at the time, admitted that he had a problem with alcohol and drug addiction. Lynn, on the other hand, was an exotic dancer at that time, and she also struggled with addiction. The two had separated in 1990. Lynn had retained custody of Selena and successfully overcame her substance abuse issues, securing her own apartment and steady employment. Selena essentially grew up with her mother for the most part. However, tragically, Lynn unexpectedly passed away from a brain aneurysm in May of 1994. Selena had lived with her mother solely for 4 years at that point, and life seemed to be okay. Now, she was living for those 4 years in Palmyra. I was actually trying to find more information about the movements of the family, because as I mentioned previously, they got together in Florida.
Yeah.
And eventually both of them with Selena moved to New Jersey. And I feel like that's when the problems got even worse between between them, and they separated in 1990. Now, Lynn stayed in Palmyra.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I feel like CJ moved to CJ moved with his sister to Willingboro, also New Jersey. Palmyra is pretty close to Willingboro, so everything's happening in the same kind of New Jersey location.
Oh, okay. Yeah, was it on the other side of America or something?
No, no, no. Everything was happening like a half an hour drives.
Oh, okay.
Away, let's put it that way. Once Lynn had passed away, a legal dispute ensued between Lynn's sister, who wanted to adopt Selena, and CJ Mays, who was eventually awarded custody of his daughter. From what I was able to uncover, CJ Mays was not actually a big part of Selena's life at that point for the last 4 years, but once Lynn had passed away, CJ just emerged out of nowhere, according to some sources, and was trying to get custody of Selena. Now, Selena's family from her mother's side obviously didn't want CJ to become the father, well, to gain custody, because
understandable,
he had a criminal record, and
he hasn't been there for her.
However, CJ at that point was able to prove to the judge that he had turned his life around after he moved in with his sister, Sarita, that I'm going to talk about. And he basically turned his life around, allegedly, and he became a very religious man. He even started working at the church where his sister was a pastor. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. Selena and her father, CJ Mays, moved in with CJ's sister, Sarita Smith, like I mentioned earlier. And also within that family, within the house of Sarita, because they lived at Sarita's house, there were also extended family members living there, all of them living in that one house in Willingboro, where they became heavily involved in the controversial gospel of church ministries. This is the church that Sarita Smith ran. CJ was working as a bookkeeper and accountant for that church, and his sister Sarita Smith worked as a pastor. The church itself had a pretty controversial reputation, let's say, where it was said that Sarita Smith, the pastor, was a very authoritarian figure and controlled everyone. The congregation in general had around 60 people.
Oh, so it's not a massive church then? It's not like hundreds of people?
No, I would say it's more of a local church in New Jersey. But it's said that Sarita Smith was brainwashing its members and controlling their lives up to like the smallest details.
Basically like a cult.
Essentially a cult. So, at this point, Selena lived with her father, stepmother, so CJ's new wife and step siblings, so I would assume CJ's and new wife's offsprings, in a communal home in Willingboro Township, along with other family members and church members. We have a picture of this house.
Is it a big house? Seems like it is.
From what I can tell, it doesn't look that big. I would assume it's a one-story building. What do you think?
But yeah, it does look like a one-story building.
One-story building, and it is said that Selena shared this house with at least 15 other relatives at any one point, including Sarita, the pastor of the crazy church, her husband, five of Sarita's children, and multiple grandchildren. Selena also lived there alongside her father, stepmother, and step-siblings. So there was a lot of people living there.
Oh yeah, how did he fit in there?
I have no idea. It seems like it was pretty packed, but it's also interesting because Selena, who was just a 12-year-old girl at that point, had her own room.
Oh, wow.
So it doesn't look like this place has like 15 individual rooms. It looks like a regular family house in America. It doesn't look anything bigger than that. So I don't really know how everyone fit there, but apparently that was the case.
Yeah, I automatically assumed Selena was in the same room as like her step-siblings, three of them in one room.
Apparently she was alone.
Interesting.
Sarita Smith was the founder and head pastor of the Pentecostal Church, which was based in Mount Holly, which is 10 miles away from their home in Willingboro, and once again had a congregation of between 50 to 60 people. In 1991, 5 years prior to Selena's disappearance, this church was actually removed as a member church of the Christ Gospel Ministries International of Jeffersonville, Indiana. This is an organization that I think has 1,100 churches that belong to this kind of religious kind of organization. I think it's based out of Indiana. The removal came after an investigation into claims that its pastor, Sarita Smith, ran the church with an authoritarian style. I've read some information that apparently Sarita Smith ran some sort of a business where she would ask the congregation members to go out and sell cookies, and all of the profits they could keep tax-free, because it's a religious organization, and you know, religion, I think they have a lot of tax cuts.
Yeah.
So it was like a lot of this kind of shady activity that was happening. So even 5 years before Selena disappeared, the church, this church was already removed.
Well, did the profits go to the church or in the pockets of people?
Well, I would kind of, looking at it, looks like Sarita Smith took a big piece of the pie. Now, CJ Mays, driven by his religious fanaticism, preached his belief and became a radical hardcore Christian. Former members of the church described this church as cult-like and accused the leader of attempting to brainwash its members. Gospel of Christ ministry was the focal point of the Mays family. Many of the adults worked there, the children were homeschooled there as well, and it dominated everyone's social lives. So all of the children that were part of this congregation were homeschooled.
Including Selena.
Including Selena. And this is important. And we'll talk about why it's important in a little bit. Selena's transition to CJ's strict and religious household was challenging. She was homeschooled by her father, who emphasized religious teachings and imposed strict rules, including a curfew and limited social outings. According to some sources, Selena discovered that she was pregnant a few months before her 12th birthday. Before she disappeared, she was 9 months pregnant, just 2 weeks from her due date. The identity of the father of Selena's child was unknown, and according to the family members, she refused to disclose who was the baby's father. In fact, her father, CJ Mays, said that she became upset when she learned that blood tests done on the baby could lead to the identification of the baby's father. CJ Mays said that his daughter told him the father was 16 and not a member of their church. Selena's family objected to abortion due to their faith, and it was believed that she would require a cesarean section for delivery, because a 12-year-old girl is not naturally able to deliver naturally, you know what I mean?
At that age, yep.
It is unclear whether the decision to keep the child was made by Selena or her father. However, according to some sources, including police investigators, well, that's what they said. They obviously didn't talk to Selena because he had no reason to talk to Selena before she disappeared. But there, I guess, in the media was portrayed that Selena showed excitement and a proactive attitude towards her unborn baby. She diligently attended doctor's appointments, took prenatal vitamins, and expressed concern for the baby's health. Selena's obstetrician, apparently this is some sort of a physician who kind of helps pregnant women during the journey of being pregnant, described her as emotionally mature and stated that she never inquired about termination options. She actively sought prenatal care, asking questions and showing concern for the health of her unborn child. Once again, the identity of the father of Selena's child remains a mystery. Various theories had emerged, including one suggesting that she met someone at a roller skater rink in a neighboring county. Now, this particular theory was proposed by the family members, the crazy church family members.
I have a lot of opinions regarding this certain aspect, but do go on. We could talk about it later.
Exactly. There were also rumors implicating one of her cousins, then 21-year-old Sean Smith. Now, Sean was actually the son of Selena's aunt and pastor of the church, Sarita Smith. Sean Smith denies any involvement and asserts he never had sexual relations with Selena. On the night of December 15th, 1996, Selena was in the kitchen with her family and said thanks for everything and went to bed at approximately 11 p.m. in the evening. The following morning, Selena was not in her bed. Instead, pillows were arranged to mimic her sleeping body. Her purse, prenatal vitamins, and personal belongings were left behind. Selena was never seen again. Despite extensive investigations and searches, Selena Mays' disappearance remains unsolved, leaving her fate and the circumstances surrounding her vanishing shrouded in mystery. And that's the general introduction into this case. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts about this?
Generally, it's pretty crazy. And I do have some certain... I have a lot of opinions about certain parts. What are your thoughts about it so far?
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of opinions because we want to talk about specific theories. Before we do that, I would suggest we go over the investigation, what was actually done.
Oh, yeah, please.
And then we can jump into the discussion and actually try to see if we can make some sense out of this case.
Yeah, but before we begin, though, before you begin this part, I just want to say it sounded like Selena was... It sounded like she was way older than a 12-year-old.
Exactly. I even look at her picture, the picture that is, you know, on the posters, and she looks even older than 12 in the picture. She already looks like a teenager, kind of. In the picture, so apparently she had to grow up quick because she was, you know, in this very crazy predicament. But at the same time, no one should be pregnant at 12, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
It's clearly someone committed a crime.
Definitely.
So there was a crime committed, and I honestly think that the father plays a big role in her disappearance,
mm-hmm.
but we will jump into this shortly. On December 13th, I wanna kind of talk a little bit about her movements prior to her disappearance, because we have some information.
Mm-hmm.
On December 13th, which was 2 days prior to her disappearance, Selena went to a doctor's appointment, according to some sources. Her due date was approaching, December 29th. Once again, this is December. This is Christmas season.
Yeah.
So 12-year-olds are usually not going to see, obstetricians, the people who look at pregnancy. They usually go to the mall and, you know, try to pick out the gift or something like that.
Most 12-year-olds don't even know what type of a doctor that is.
Exactly.
Like, I didn't even know before this.
Yeah. Selena seemed like she was happy, and the doctor told her everything was healthy with her and the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Hours before she vanished on the 15th of December, she had attended church and eaten ice cream with the family, seeming as normal as a child can be. Well, a child who is 2 weeks before they will give birth.
Mm-hmm.
When Selena finished her dinner that evening at 11, she kissed everyone goodnight and put her dishes in the sink. All was normal until, according to her stepmother, which is the wife of CJ Mays, his new wife,
mm-hmm.
Yvette Mays, Selena said thanks for everything. Now, the family may not have thought anything of it at the moment, but looking back, they believe that this was Selena's way of telling them goodbye.
Mm.
Her 4-year-old sister at that time, Nori Mays, was sent to wake her up. But Selena was gone without a trace, and Nori Mays has spoke out against her family in recent years and went on to do a few interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I want to play a audio clip to our audience members giving her take on the situation and the night that she remembers, well, the morning that she remembers from when she was 4, when mm-hmm. she went up on the December 16th morning to wake her up.
Yeah.
And how she found that there was no one there. So I'm going to play the clip right now.
You know, I can't even imagine Noriel, 2 decades, wondering what happened to your sister. You were 4 when she disappeared, correctly?
Yes, ma'am.
Correct? And what do you remember from that day, that time period, as a 4-year-old?
Well, being 4, I remember the beginning. To me, I was sitting at our countertop, and she's like, Nori, go upstairs and go get Selena, wake her up, let her know to come down and eat breakfast. I went up. I'm the typical 4-year-old. I just opened the door. I was like, Selena, mom said, come downstairs and eat breakfast. And I closed the door back. Go back downstairs. Some time passes. And my mom's like, hey, did you go get Selena? And I'm like, yes, I went up there. Of course, she sends me up there again. I go, this time open the door. I shout in there again, Selena, mom said, come eat breakfast. No response. I walk into the room and I say it again, no response. I ended up pulling back the covers and there was nothing but pillows in her bed. And so I was confused and I went downstairs to my mom and I was like, Selena's not in her room. She's not in her bed. There's just a bunch of pillows in there. And I remember my mom calling my dad. He had gone to the church, which was located in Mount Holly. And she's like, hey, is Selena with you? And he's like, no, she's not. And then I just have like bits and pieces of that day moving on. There, it was just, to me, what was chaos. Like everybody was, there was frantic. And I remember seeing some men in trench coats and, you know, just the police were there. And then we were, as a child, being 4, we were kind of shielded away from all that was going on around that time. So up until I was probably about 8, I didn't really know the details surrounding my sister's disappearance.
And do you feel like over the years, did people talk about her? Were they still looking for her amongst the family? What were you learning that maybe changed your earlier perceptions about that day and the days following her disappearance?
I am very disappointed to say my sister was not talked about. a lot in our family, not Thanksgiving, not on Christmas, not even on the anniversary of her disappearance, which, you know, growing up, I found was very odd, and it made me very curious to find out what really happened. You know, when I did ask questions, of course, we were involved in, you know, that kind of non-denominational church lifestyle. So I was given the generic responses, you know, oh, she slept around and she got with this guy and he got her pregnant and then she ran away. It wasn't until later when I started questioning my mom's side of the family, who also lives in Wilmingboro, about like their take on what happened. And I was corrected and I was given all this information, you know, like, hey, like, she didn't go and get with some random guy that she met at a skateboard. You know, she implicated a family member. And, you know, my family honestly is a little bit divided on whether my sister actually ran away or whether my family ended up hurting her.
So when the family realized that Selena was missing, the thing that stood out to law enforcement was that apparently CJ Mays, Selena's father, only reported her missing the day after. So she went missing on the 16th. And I think the father only reported her missing on the 17th. So they went the whole day without reporting her missing. And another strange thing was that the father actually went to the police station to report her missing.
Yeah.
Usually when something like this happens, the family calls the police and police arrive to their home. They want to investigate, inspect any kind of detail that the family members may have missed, and secure the potential crime scene. But CJ Mays just went up there a day later and reported daughter missing. He said that he thinks that she ran away from the house.
Okay, giving him the benefit of the doubt, do you think he spent the whole day just looking out for Selena around the neighborhood?
Knowing what I know right now, I feel like he was doing something else. Something more sinister. But that's coming up later.
Of course.
There have been numerous possible sightings of Selena since her disappearance. Some of them were in the weeks after she vanished in Lacey Township and Hopewell Township, although these are unconfirmed. Another sighting was when a man in Midland, Texas, was also believed to have seen Selena in the year of 2000, 4 years after she had disappeared, after noticing one of his employees resembled Selena, but the woman was soon determined to be someone else. One of CJ's friends claimed to have seen Selena near Lyons Mountain, New York, later in the same year of 2000, but this is unconfirmed. In 2002, a woman matching Selena's description was caught on a security camera in a shop in Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey, in December of 2002. The sighting is being reviewed by authorities, but no further information has been disclosed. Early on in the investigation, authorities were denied a warrant to search the church and the Mays' home, since the family had been considered potential victims of biased questioning by law enforcement. The family no longer lives at that home on Crestview Drive in Willingboro. So what had happened was Sarita Smith somehow was able to convince the judge that they were victims of biased questioning. So Selena went missing from her room.
Yeah.
And the room was never looked at by the investigators.
That's pretty weird.
Nor has the church been looked into. Speculation and theories emerged shortly after Selena's disappearance, including questions about the identity of the father of the child. In an effort to prevent certain rumors from spreading out of control, CJ Mays, the father of Selena, submitted to police that he had gotten a vasectomy years before his doctor had confirmed this. So apparently CJ Mays had a vasectomy and was no longer able to impregnate anyone, so he couldn't have been the father of his grandson. It's messed up. Police investigated the possibility that one of Selena's cousins, then 21-year-old Sean Smith, may have been her baby's father, as there were rumors suggesting this at the time. They repeatedly interviewed this cousin, Sean Smith, who denied this and claimed not to know anything about Selena's disappearance. The man who fathered 7 children with 4 women was now an adult and married to the mother of 4 of his children. So this guy...
Wait.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, of course.
Stop. He fathered 7 children?
With 4 women later on in his life. Yeah.
4 different women.
Yeah.
7 kids.
Yes. So he was no stranger to, like, you know, doing this.
Did he have a wife or something? Or all of them...
I think at one point all of them were living in the same house, like all 4 of his baby mamas.
Oh, jeez.
And all the 7 kids. But this guy is now dead, according to John Walsh.
Do you know the reason why he's dead?
I don't know the reason why he's dead, but he's apparently gone now.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about more about this guy, John Sean Smith. In January of 1998, 2 years after Selena's disappearance, then 23-year-old Sean Smith was charged with aggravated sexual assault of 2 underage girls who were members of the Gospel of Church, or Christ Church, the church that was ran by his mother.
Mm-hmm.
Sean, who was Sarita's son, had lived in the same house with Selena at the time of her disappearance, and there had been rumors that he was the father of her unborn child. CJ Mays, father of Selena, admitted that Sean had gotten 2 girls pregnant, but denied he was the father of Selena's baby.
Ooh, that's a red flag.
Detectives noted it was a possibility, but they had no concrete evidence to prove it. So I think there might be a chance that one of those 7, that a few of those 7 children were actually the pregnancies that he did when he was
younger,
molesting girls at the church. I can't confirm this, but seems like this could, now that I'm thinking about it, it could be the case that those girls that he molested, and by the way, these 1998 charges are actually from 1996 and 1993 or something like that. So it's not from 1998, it's literally from the same time that Selena got pregnant. So at the time when Selena got pregnant, this guy was already proved to have sexually assaulted other underage girls at the same time as Selena got pregnant. So you could see how law enforcement is suspecting that he's the father.
Oh, definitely.
And also we've seen, the documentary In Pursuit with John Walsh. Season 4, episode number 4, is dedicated in part for Selena's disappearance. And on the documentary, Nori Mays, Selena's stepsister, went on to say that she talked with Selena when she was pregnant. And Selena told her that the father was Sean Smith. So apparently Sean Smith, and there was another girl, unrelated, but was living in the house. But she was a teenager. And she also claimed that Selena told her that Sean Smith was the father, and that other girl, who was actually 17, she was a teenager, she believed that Selena was telling the truth because she knew that she was raped by Sean Smith. So Sean Smith was sexually assaulting a lot of
underage women.
Yeah, and everyone that in that household. So I feel like a homeschooled child like Selena Smith, I mean, I just don't see how she's not, how I feel like Sean Smith must be the father.
Yeah, but all of Sean Smith's baby mamas, are all of them somehow related to him, or none of them are related to
him? The thing, I have no idea. I didn't find this information. There's no details on this guy that I can find.
Oh.
So we don't know. We just know that he was charged.
Interesting.
At this time, tensions between Selena's maternal and paternal families have existed before, and also even before her disappearance. both sides of the family claimed that the other side was aware of Selena's whereabouts. So the family members from Selena's mother's side, the mother that passed away in 1994, claims that C.J. Mays and his family had something to do with Selena's disappearance. And C.J. Mays claims that, you know, the late ex-wife's Lynn's extended family had somehow helped Selena to disappear that night, and they're keeping her hidden. That's what CJ says. When Selena's mother, Lynn, died, she left Selena a large life insurance policy, which was for $50,000. And Selena is eligible to collect the money once she turns 18. Now, at this point, Selena would be in her mid-30s if she's still alive. She has never collected that money. So there's $50,000 just waiting for her.
Yeah.
She just needs to make a phone call.
Did she know about it before she disappeared?
That's a good point. Maybe she's not even aware about it.
Yeah.
Because law enforcement does state that they believe there is a chance that Selena might be alive, but is not even aware that she's considered a missing person. C.J. Mays, Selena's father, passed away in 2019, and other members of the Mays family could not be reached for comment by the media. The investigation has changed hands among detectives over the years. Over 250 leads have been followed up by law enforcement, but Selena's whereabouts remain unknown. But the authorities continue to seek closure. They're searching for Selena, presuming that she may still be alive. And that's it for the investigation portion of today's case. And I guess we will be able to jump to the discussions and analyze certain details, possible motives, and the psychology of the potential criminal that we suspect had something to do with Selena's disappearance. And the first obvious talking point here is, who is the father of Selena? Well, who do you think is the father?
Well, you mentioned
Selena's child. We know that C.J. Mays is Selena's father. Who's the father of
Selena's baby?
Selena's baby.
Well, you did mention something about a 16-year-old kid she met at a skating rink.
Yes.
Let's start with that. Do you think it's possible that that unidentified 16-year-old kid was the father or not?
I don't think it's possible, because Selena was homeschooled. She was not allowed any interactions outside of the church. And I highly suspect that she got impregnated by someone close
within
to the church,
house.
Within that house, within the circle, definitely within the church, within the church community. So I don't think that's a unrelated 16-year-old. I think it's a coached response by Selena. And if it's a coach response, that means that C.J. Mays and Sarita Smith, the controlling pastor, they definitely know who the father was.
Oh, definitely.
I think so. So, to answer your question, that's not it. And I guess, for me, the main suspect, well, you know, it's either C.J. Mays or Sean Smith. However, C.J. Mays is claiming that he had a vasectomy. So I guess I have to go with Sean Smith as the father of Selena's baby.
It seems like he was the one.
Yeah, I'm pretty certain.
The shadiest one.
I'm pretty certain he's the father in this case. Okay, now there was a detail mentioned by C.J. Mays that apparently Selena became upset when he told her that when the child is born, we're going to do a blood test and we're going to uncover the true identity of the father. What are your thoughts about this?
Well, I'm not going to lie. It seemed like they're making Selena way more mature than she actually was. with all this prenatal vitamins. Yeah, maybe she actually took them, but at the same time, will a 12-year-old actually go to see a doctor and know about prenatal vitamins and a childbirth? Or did someone go with her and they're taking, they took her to the doctor, or they asked her to take the medicine? I don't know. Looking back, when you were 12 years old, you were just thinking, I bet, about video games and something like that, right?
Yeah, most likely.
Yeah, when I was 12 years old, I was just thinking about playing and some immature stuff. But yeah, that's pretty much it. It seems like, yeah, just for me, it's just pretty shady at how they made Selena way more mature than she actually was. What do you think?
I think you have a point here. Potentially, that is the case. I also think that kids under certain circumstances will actually mature faster, you know.
You think
when
so?
You're pregnant, when you're pregnant, you're definitely going to mature faster, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't play games anymore. But I guess what I'm trying to ask, the whole narrative of Selena being scared that once the child is born, that the true identity of the father will be uncovered. Do you think that this narrative is completely made up by the extended family from her father's side, and that this is just a huge lie?
I believe it's a huge lie. They know. They knew, or at least they knew.
The fact that she was scared, you don't think she was actually scared that they're gonna find out? And do you even think that Selena was actually trying to protect the identity of the baby's father? Or do you think this is just a narrative constructed by the family members who are trying to hide a murder of a child?
It sounds like the family is protecting who the father was.
Yeah.
More likely, right?
What exactly. I think so too. And I think Sean Smith is looking like the father for me. So I feel like the family is protecting Sean Smith.
Yeah, Sean Smith was the son of the head priest.
And obviously, after the birth, if they connect Sean Smith to the pregnancy, Sean Smith is probably going to jail.
Definitely.
Because he was 20 when Selena was 11.
Underage.
That's bad, you know? Mm-hmm.
And that would be bad for the reputation of the church.
The church already had a pretty bad rep, so I don't think it... I think they just didn't want to lose one of their top goons, Sean Smith.
Yeah, but at the same time, even if they already had a bad image, just the news that the son of the head priest impregnated an underage girl, it's going to be pretty bad.
Yeah, well, later on, these kind of allegations came to light when he was actually charged with that.
Oh, jeez.
You know, in 1998. Okay, another talking point was that hours before she vanished, she went to the church, and then when she went back home, stepmother Yvette Mays said that Selena said thanks for everything, and then went to bed. Do you think that this was fabricated? Do you think that she never really said anything like that, and that the family completely made up this thanks for everything?
I think it's completely made up. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but it sounds like it's completely made up to throw the police off.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think that's a good clue. Now, going back to that interview that Nori Mays, Selena's stepsister, did, you know, now when she's all grown up, I find it interesting that her mother said to her when they were making breakfast, go wake up Selena. She went there to wake up Selena, and, you know, she found a bunch of pillows under the blanket.
Yeah.
So do you think that at that moment, Yvette Mays, the stepmother of Selena, do you think that she knew that there were pillows under the blanket? Or do you think that she was shocked also? Or do you think that she knew? Because remember that Nori Mays actually went twice. She first went in, she didn't find, she said, yo, Selena, go downstairs, eat some breakfast. And then her mother said, go back again.
Mm-hmm.
wake her up. You know what I mean? Do you think she was pushing on purpose to push Nori,
mm-hmm.
so that Nori, a 4-year-old girl, would make the discovery, and then she would not be needed to be coached, you know? Because it's hard to coach a 4-year-old. When you commit like a murder, you know what I mean? Like,
uh-huh.
Nori was probably really, really close,
mm-hmm.
to Selena. So you can't coach Nori that we're going to kill Selena.
Definitely.
And you just have to be right now, like, you just have to follow along with this.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think they wanted Nori to make the discovery of the pillows? You know, the pillows, I personally believe is, if you're going to run away from home, you're not gonna leave pillows under the.
And she was 12.
Yeah, under pillows under the blanket. It's like a Cartoon Network move to leave pillows under the blanket.
At the same time, I'm thinking about the fact that she was 12, and she managed to do that. Like, she thought, "Oh, I'm gonna leave a pillow. I'm gonna leave pillows under my blanket to pretend it's me."
That's why? Really... Why? Once you leave the house, you're already gone.
And no, but. That's also a really mature move for a 12-year-old. I don't know. Maybe also, I was just a really mature 12-year-old.
And where is a 12-year-old who's 9 months pregnant, where are they going to go?
Exactly.
Anyways, where are you going to run away? You're almost going to give birth in like 2 weeks. Where are you running away?
And once again, she was 12. What is she gonna drive somewhere? Did she even knew how to drive? Probably not.
Exactly. So this is also a nice talking point. Authorities were denied the warrant to search the church and the May's home, which is highly suspicious of the family members, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
According to police, CJ was uncooperative in the investigation into his daughter's disappearance. He eventually lost touch with the police during the years since Selena vanished, so also is very suspicious on CJ's part. And CJ himself had the criminal records from the past, so he wasn't an angel himself.
Mm-hmm.
Numerous possible sightings of Selena were made, but I feel like none of them were confirmed. There was an interesting sighting in 2002 where a girl matching Selena's description, but once again, was captured on CCTV, but in 2002, and she vanished in 1996. So in 2002, she would have been 18. I'm not sure if you can really identify a 12-year-old when they're already 18 from a CCTV camera. So I feel like that's probably not her also,
mm-hmm.
but I wasn't able to find the CCTV image or anything, so I can't really speak on that.
Yeah.
And I guess, given all of that, we can quickly jump into the theories and kind of give our takes.
Of course.
Because there are only a handful of theories.
Mm-hmm. So
the first one would be that Selena ran away because her father threatened her that they will be able to reveal the identity of the father. So Selena ran away from home and she wanted to protect the identity of the baby's father.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she ran away. And maybe the baby's father helped her. And then the true baby's father, who's not related to the family, killed her. Do you think there's a chance that that's happening here? That she willingly said goodbye, thanks for everything, put the pillows under the blanket,
mm-hmm.
and just in the middle of the night just disappeared, just ran away.
I do keep on going back on the fact that she was just a 12-year-old. I don't know, it's just that plan or that kind of theory just screams mature to me. Like, she was 12. If she actually did run away, she probably should have driven somewhere. But I bet she couldn't drive back then. She was only 12. She would have walked. And if she did walk, then she wouldn't have gotten away that far. If she asked for help, I don't know, the father of the baby helped her, the father of the baby would have been older than 16.
Yeah, I think so too. I think a 16-year-old boy would probably not even care that much.
Exactly, right?
To kind of get rid of her because he's mm-hmm. also underage. Mm-hmm. It's not as bad as if, you know, Sean Smith, who was 21, mm-hmm. that's way worse.
Yeah, a 16-year-old father would have probably just ignored her, or at least maybe ran away from her. Not help her run away.
Yeah, a 16-year-old father wouldn't really understand, like,
how heavy.
Yeah, like what's about to happen. And mm-hmm. I don't think they would get rid of a teenage boy, would just not kill a 12. I mean, anything could happen, of course, but I just see a lot of problems with mm-hmm. this one.
Yeah.
Then we have another theory that Selena was killed by the family, that the family members were trying to protect the baby's father, who we suspect could be Sarita's son, Sean Smith. So in the middle of the night, once she went to bed, they went in and they killed Selena. Now, I have no idea how they would have done that, not alerting anyone else, because there were a bunch of kids in the house. Maybe they went in and, I don't know, even did even abducted her without making too much noise, or somehow lured her out, told her that we're driving somewhere, and then they drove off and killed her, or maybe even smudged her with a pillow as she was sleeping. I don't know. Any of these could be possible.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think? Do you think that there's a chance that the family just killed her during the night? Somehow killed her mm-hmm. when she was sleeping?
I personally don't think so. I don't think her family could have done it. Mainly because they were really religious. They couldn't even abort the kid. Selena was only a 12-year-old kid. They had more authority. They could have convinced her to have the kid aborted, but they didn't because they're religious. So if they couldn't do that, I believe they couldn't kill a kid. What do you think?
I think this is a very good point, because actually, when you think about it, if they really wanted to protect Sean Smith,
mm-hmm.
if he was the father, why not just do an abortion?
Exactly, but they're way too religious to ask.
Unless there was a situation where it came out late that Sean was the father. Maybe Sean himself confessed to Sarita
mm-hmm.
soon before due date. Because Sean then connected the dots that this is going to be bad. I'm going to jail for a rape.
Mm-hmm. But
And then Sarita
mm-hmm.
at that time wanted to protect the son
mm-hmm.
and said that, we have to take care of Selena right now, because if she does give birth, Sean is going to go to prison because Sean told me that he did rape Selena. Maybe Sarita
mm-hmm.
didn't know that it was Sean.
Possibly.
And up until right around the time when Selena disappeared.
Possibly, yeah. But yeah, I think there is always an option of having the kid adopted. Maybe that's why they went through with Selena's pregnancy.
Adopted?
Yeah.
But so, they're still gonna do a test, a blood test.
They're still gonna do it?
Yeah, I feel like authorities would be able to do it. And even down the line, I think 10 years or 20 years down the line, Sean Smith is always in trouble.
Yeah, but can you imagine if Selena gave birth and they took the kid, placed the kid in an adoption center? Clean.
No, not really. They would still probably look into who was the father, because they know the kid was for a 12-year-old. The law enforcement would definitely try to investigate who was the father. Because mm-hmm. there's a potential rapist who's raping children out loose. Do you think that kid would just never get a blood? Do you think they would never do a blood test? I feel like they would do a blood test. You can't just get away with it. Once the child is born,
yeah,
Sean Smith is in grave danger if mm-hmm. he is the father.
Mm-hmm.
No matter who you give it, the kid to.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Don't you think so?
Yeah.
Because from law enforcement perspective,
mm-hmm.
if they don't do anything about it, then there is a someone potentially raping kids, and they don't know who that person is.
Yeah, but law enforcement didn't even know Selena was pregnant until the family told them that she was 9 months pregnant.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point, because initially when CJ Mays reported Selena missing,
Nobody knew.
And he only told law enforcement a couple days later that she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm. So the family managed to hide the fact that Selena was pregnant for 9 months.
I think it's not really that hard to hide because she's homeschooled. She doesn't have any social interactions. So it's pretty easy to hide. That's a good point. But I think that's actually a very good point.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she was already going to see she was going to a doctor already. She was already seeing a doctor. So someone's documenting this.
She was going. Doctor patient confidentiality. Doctor can't say anything outside from the patient or the patient's family.
Not when they're 12. I actually read some Reddit comments.
Really?
Yeah, there's a law. There's a law in I think in the United States where the doctor, actually I think in New Jersey, someone commented that now it goes for any kind of occupation. When you see like potential abuse and like pregnant 12-year-old, this is not normal. I think this is where there's no more doctor-patient confidentiality.
Mm-hmm. There's a fine line.
I don't think, a pregnant 12-year-old, I don't think there's this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I was a doctor, I would
report No. This is, I think they're reporting this to police. So I think one way or another, there was a situation where, like, the baby father, if he was, you know, over 18, he's in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
Once the baby comes out, he's in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, last theory.
Yeah.
Abortion gone wrong. What if after getting this information that actually Sean Smith is the father. Sean Smith is the father.
Mm-hmm.
Sarita organized an impromptu abortion. And Selena died of complications.
Why not do it on the early stage, on the first 3 months?
Because maybe at that time, Sarita Smith didn't know who the father was. Maybe Sean Smith confessed he's the father to Sarita after, like, the time is almost up.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Interesting.
And maybe there was an abortion that was gone wrong. Maybe the intention was not to kill her, Selena, but to give her an abortion. But then it went horribly wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And Selena herself died due to complications.
That's a very good point. I do have a theory on my own, though.
Okay.
Just a personal opinion.
All right.
Coming from a very religious family, and kind of similar, definitely not similar to Selena's, but you did mention, or at least the documentary that we've seen mentioned, that they were very strict, and they were very religious, and even the virginity is a big deal to them. And I personally don't think they could accept abortions or commit a murder. But what, in my opinion, happened, or possibly could happen, my theory is that Selena probably had an early childbirth. Premature childbirth. And it gone wrong.
During the 15th.
On the 9th month.
Yeah.
She probably gave birth earlier than intended. It probably gone wrong. Because a 12-year-old mom has a higher risk of complications than an older one.
Yeah.
Like a 20, 30-year-old mom. So in my mind, possibly what happened is that Selena, a 12-year-old, gave birth earlier, had a lot of complications, died of childbirth, and the kid died, and the family tried to cover it up.
Do you think that, okay, so she must have gone into labor on the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think that the family members tried to perform the childbirth themselves and didn't contact medical help?
Possibly. Because that would explain why they didn't want the law enforcement to go inside the house. And that would explain why they reported Selena missing a day after she actually disappeared.
Yeah, maybe they wanted to. Maybe they felt confident enough that it would never even come out that Sean was the father.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the child would have grown up in that, you know, very controlled environment.
And, yeah.
And everyone would just keep it hush hush. But yeah, because Selena would have had to have a cesarean cut
mm-hmm.
in order to perform the pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
So if she did went into labor, there was a pretty big chance that she was in danger.
Oh yeah.
But it's strange. Risk. It's strange that the other people in the house didn't mm-hmm. report anything, because everyone wasn't in on it. I know everyone wasn't in on it because you have a teenage girl and Nori, the 4-year-old girl, and once again another teenage girl in the house, and they didn't report this. And later on, they went on this documentary, and mm-hmm. you know, they did trash their family members.
Yeah.
So they're not trying to cover up anything. They mm-hmm. they are actively trashing the family
mm-hmm.
for being crazy. But they didn't report any noises, nothing. So if that was the case, maybe Selena was moved into a different facility. That's why I actually think it's... That's why I'm thinking that... And I'm thinking that it's probably something else. I'm thinking that there was probably an abortion or a murder.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she went into early pregnancy because she went to the doctor just 2 days ago. And apparently everything was okay, and she was apparently going to give birth on the 29th of December, two mm-hmm. weeks. So I think just because she was checked upon 2 days prior to her disappearance, I think maybe the doctor would have noticed that there is a chance of an early pregnancy. I mean, I don't know how it works.
But, yeah.
But just to me seems like the fact that no one reported it, and I feel like the family members were already taking Selena to the doctor for like pills and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think if she was really going to perform birth and they wanted that baby, I feel like they would have taken her to the hospital. That just makes more sense to me
mm-hmm.
from you know, their perspective. They really wanted that child just because she was never went to the hospital. And they knew, because she was going to the doctor a lot, they knew that she had to have some sort of special procedure in mm-hmm. order to give birth.
Yeah.
So I think there's foul play. I think it was planned. I think the family, I personally feel like the family killed her.
Mm-hmm.
I feel
How come she's the only one, though? Out of all the baby mamas Sean had.
Well, that's a good question. Maybe she was just the unfortunate one where
Or maybe Sean, because she was a first cousin?
I don't know. That's just pure speculation, you know.
Yeah.
But she was the unfortunate one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad that it happened to her. But yeah, so I will conclude today's case with the fact that I feel like the family killed her. I feel like I'm still leaning towards the fact that it just seems to me like Sean Smith was the father.
Oh, definitely.
And that the family tried to protect his mm-hmm. identity as the father.
Mm-hmm.
And they got rid of Selena. I think they maybe lured her out of the house, told her we have to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And they strangled her, most likely. I don't know. I feel like they put her in the car. They drove her out somewhere and they strangled her.
Mm-hmm.
They dug a grave and they hid her body. I feel like the people that know about this is Sean. I think Sarita Smith. And I think CJ potentially knows. Because, yeah, I feel like CJ also knows. So I feel like these people know.
Mm-hmm.
I think Yvette potentially knows also. I would say Yvette also potentially. I feel like Yvette knows, CJ knows, Sarita knows, and Sean knows. Yeah. I feel like they know.
Definitely.
And Sarita's husband knows. I feel like
she had a husband?
Yeah, and they had a bunch of kids there also.
Oh.
So I feel like all the adults in the house, they know.
Mm-hmm.
They know, and I'm pointing a finger at them. I feel like they killed Celine.
Yeah, as for me, I'm still leaning towards the speculation that there was some sort of accident, and they're trying to cover it up, mainly because they're super religious. And if they actually killed someone, their conscience will kill them.
Yeah, but you know, they weren't like the good religious people. They were like pretty bad down there.
That's true, but then again, they would be like, oh no, I murdered someone. It's against the Ten Commandments. Oh no, I'm gonna shake when the police officers arrive. I'm gonna have to make things right.
No, that's
but
a
they
good
were
point.
Completely hush.
Yeah.
So they probably didn't kill her. Their conscience are probably clear, but something happened.
Yeah,
and
that's
they were
a
just
good
trying
point. Yeah.
To cover it up.
No, that's a good point. When you think about it, they didn't implicate themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They kept, I mean, from the...
She died on her own. We're just trying to cover it up.
Yeah, from the outside looking in, this looks
mm-hmm.
very obvious. You know what I mean? From
mm-hmm.
the narrative, this looks very obvious what's happening here. You know what
yeah.
I mean? That she was killed by the family. But they're all free. Well, they're all dead.
Yeah. Because
most of them are gone now.
Mm-hmm.
But they never got apprehended, so I would say you have a very good point. It's pretty strange.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think this was a very good podcast. We had some good discussions. Yeah,
but we also wanted to clarify these are all speculations.
Yeah, of course.
From us both.
Of course. I mean, all of them are messed up, you know what I mean? We don't have to apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Sarita Smith was crazy.
Yeah.
Sean Smith was a rapist. CJ Mays was a crazy father who ruined his daughter's life and had criminal record for beating up his wife. So all of them are... all of them are scumbags.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I don't feel bad for trashing this family. All of them are, you know, low lives.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they deserve it. But I guess this is where we can wrap it up.
Yeah. But I do hope that if Celina is still alive somewhere out there, I hope she's safe. I hope the baby's safe. I hope they're both happy, or I hope she's happy.
Yeah. Well, we can always hope, you know.
And if she's not, hope she's resting in peace.
Yeah, and the baby as well.
And the baby, of course.
Leave your thoughts, guys. What do you think about the case? We want to hear your opinions.
Mm-hmm.
I saw on our last episode, there were a lot of people chiming in, so we always read that. So we want to read your thoughts in the comment section. Please leave a like if you liked. Rate the podcast. It will help the podcast grow and have a bigger audience, which we would like to have.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you guys enjoyed. And any last words from you, Rin, before we sign out?
Probably the schedule. Apologies for uploading late. Life has been hectic lately, but we'll try our best to upload more often.
We're in a new studio right now.
Yes.
So we are actually recording from a new place. And I like the studio.
Yeah, me too. Hope the audio will sound better.
Yeah, we'll see. But we are in a new studio, a bigger place. But we'll see how it sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys. Have fun with the rest of your week. We'll talk to you later.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.